Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? Welcome into today's show. We're going to keep it short and sweet, and we're going to talk about something that I think is extremely important for entrepreneurs to wrap their head around, because there are a lot of wantrepreneurs out there who think that just because they work for themselves and they don't have a job working for somebody else, that they are an entrepreneur. And that is just not the case. Most people, and this is a proven fact and statistic, will fail as an entrepreneur. Most small businesses will fail and will not actually get past that threshold of becoming profitable, becoming sustainable, becoming scalable, and ultimately unlock all of the luxuries that entrepreneurship and being a true small business owner can unlock for you. So we're going to cover 7 things that you're going to want to avoid if you want to build a profitable, a predictable, and a scalable business. Because whether you are an entrepreneur or you're an intrapreneur, maybe you work for another company or startup, or you're quote unquote an employee, you have a 9-to-5, that's okay. You can take these things and implement them in your role and bring them back to that environment in that business that you are working in and create massive value for yourself and everyone around you. But I see a lot of people right now not treating their business and running their business like a business. And these are 7 things that a lot of people are doing that are keeping them in the wantrepreneur category. We're going to talk about what those are in more detail coming right up. But if you haven't done so yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. And please leave a review if you haven't done so yet. If you get any value from this content, whether it's today's episode or any other episodes that you've listened to, and you've implemented one little thing, you've shifted your mindset or your habits or the actions that you're taking in some little way that has positively impacted your life, all I ask is that you help us continue to share this message and empower more people to get that one little thing that you got that maybe could make all the difference moving forward. Today's review spotlight goes out to my man, Jack Cancel. Brother, thank you so much for the amazing review in iTunes. And I got a special place in my heart for Jack, being that he's been a part of our Rich Life Academy for about a year now, since the beginning of this year. And to see this guy take the information, the strategies, the tools, the resources, and put them into action and continue to course correct and double down and tweak and optimize and see where he's gone from the beginning of this year to the end of this year is absolutely amazing. It is the reason why we created the Rich Life Academy, why we have the Millionaire Mindcast, why we do these interviews, just to make a little impact, because that's what other people did for me. Getting into those conversations, getting around those individuals completely opened up my eyes to the world of possibility, as well as the strengths and the skills and the confidence and all of the things that I knew I had within me to go out there and put them into practice. So big shout out to you, my brother. Thank you so much for the review. And if you guys want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave a review and tag me on your social media. With that being said, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode right after this short message. This episode is brought to you by ExtremeAccountability.com, the number one virtual platform for world-class accountability groups for hard-charging entrepreneurs and business owners alike. If you are someone who is already successful and you're ready to take it to that next level and want to mastermind weekly with other hand-selected high achievers who hold each other accountable on life and business goals, head over to ExtremeAccountability.com to learn more. All right, let's get started. 7 things to avoid if you want to build a profitable, a predictable, and a scalable business. Number one, avoid multiple projects at once. I know you've heard this, right? Focus on that one thing, the most important thing that, if done, would knock all the other dominoes that are behind it down. That would have the biggest impact in your business. If I put a gun to your head and forced you to pick one thing that would have the greatest impact, the greatest influence, the greatest upside in your life, in your business, you are forced to narrow down and choose that one thing and give all of your energy, attention, and focus to it. Too many people are what I call the Chinese acrobat. They're trying to spin multiple plates at once without actually having the skill that goes into being a Chinese acrobat. And here's the thing. Chinese acrobats don't just start spinning 15 plates at once, right? They start one plate and they get it up to the speed that it needs to be where it's fully operational, and then they move on to the next one and they get that one spinning, and then they go back and they maintain the first one and they maintain the second one, and then they start on the third one, right? So you're not going to be able to do all of these things at once. Too many business owners are trying to do too many things at once, chase too many rabbits at once. They're catching none. They're mediocre at everything, and they never allow themselves to level up in the income and really create that expertise that they become known for. Prove to yourself that you can execute on one idea first that generates profit, and then move to the next. Number two, avoid distractions. Whether that is relationships, whether that is taking a meeting or a phone call, whether that's going to events and mixers and conferences, whether that's listening to podcasts or consuming content, there are a lot of distractions out there, right? And when you're clear on what your one thing is, you should only be taking meetings, aligning with relationships, having calls, going to events, listening to podcasts that are 100% aligned with that. Do not allow all of the crazy distractions we have in this world to pull you out of your strength zone and kill your focus. You have to build a bunker or a moat around what that is and protect it like your life depends on it. Because once you have that clarity in, let's say, what that one thing is or what your quarterly or your annual goals are, that will allow you to put those blinders on and only say yes to the right things and no to the wrong things. This requires discipline. It requires practice, but it is 100% necessary to begin to develop the awareness of when something is a distraction, when something is out of alignment with your goals, and when something is. Number three, avoid complacency. Invite accountability. This means hire a coach or join a mastermind group, right? You can never stop learning. This is a never-ending journey where the finish line will continuously get pushed out further and further and further. You have to constantly challenge yourself and surround yourself with people and enroll people in your life and in your business that can force you to level up. There is no finish line. So by having people that have run the race that are maybe a little bit further down the course than you are, who have the results, who have the skills, who have the experiences, who have the wisdom, and give them permission to come into your life, which is a very vulnerable, which is a very scary thing for a lot of people, to open their business up and become naked and show all the weaknesses and all of the shortcomings and allow someone to help you through that and hold you accountable to doing the things that you know you need to do, that you say you want to do. Very, very important, and it will help you avoid the complacency that a lot of business owners fall into. Number four, avoid mistaking movement for achievement. Being busy is not a badge of honor, right? You have to stay extremely productive. You do this by narrowing the focus, right? Having clarity in what that one thing is, what those goals are. I can't tell you how many people I look at their calendar and they say, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have enough time for this or for that or da-da-da-da, and they're running around with their head cut off like a chicken, and they get to the end of the day and they feel like they got absolutely nothing done. Well, that's because they're unclear on what their top priorities are. Their calendar doesn't reflect that. They have a lot of what I call dirty yeses and not a lot of clean no's. The dirty yeses are saying yes to those distractions, those meetings, those calls, those mixers, those podcasts that ultimately are keeping them busy and filling their time but are not moving the needle forward. You have to be very vigilant about auditing your time, your calendar, and ensuring that the time you are spending is going to get you a big ROI on that time spent. We all only have 24 hours in a day, so you got to be extremely productive with that. Avoid mistaking movement for achievement. Number five, avoid going faster than you have earned the right to go. This is a really big one. I made this mistake early on in my real estate career. When we were building our first real estate team, we had, you know, 10, 15 agents on our team at that time, and we were crushing it, making great money, and we're like, we're going to go expand to another market. We're going to go out there and we're going to hire on new staff and we're going to bring on all these new agents. And we hadn't even mastered our own business model at home in corporate, right? And it's the saying that I always like to say is mine for diamonds in your own backyard, and make sure that before you start going and mining in another neighborhood or going and mining in another, let's say, industry or with another level of clientele, make sure that your mine in your own backyard is completely maximized and tapped out first, right? I'm a big believer in leading with revenue. When you're first starting out, lead with revenue and keep your overhead low. It's all about profitability. It's not always about being bigger. A lot of people think that being bigger is always better. No, at the end of the day, would you rather have a company of 50 people and have all the management and the overhead and the stress that goes along with that and only bring home $100,000? Or would you rather have a maybe 4-person team and that's your sweet spot and that allows you to work less and you bring home $250,000? Don't let the ego trick you into doing things before you have earned the right to do them and have become the person or become the business or become the leader that will earn those results and sustain those results moving forward. I see a lot of people spending way too much money on hiring people before they should be hiring people, that are spending money on marketing costs and softwares and events that they have not even earned the right and proven to themselves that they should go out and do this. It just sounds sexy to a lot of people. So be very, very careful of that. I like to equate this to a waterfall, right? Or a cup. If you had a cup that was half full, why would you, and we're talking about profitability here, why would you take that cup and go and pour it into 2 or 3 other cups and now you have a third of that water in the cup? No, you don't want to go out and start doing things until your cup is overflowing and you are forced to hire somebody. You are forced to go and expand and buy more product. You are forced to spend money on these marketing costs, right? So be very careful about going faster than you have earned the right to go. Number six, avoid trying to be everything to everyone. It's okay to niche down. It's okay to be polarizing. It's okay for people to not align with your brand. That means you stand for something. That means you are serving somebody very specific. You want to build those raving fans, right? It's okay not to be liked. I struggled with that for a long time, right? But when I broke through from that, it allowed me to go from my head and what I thought people were thinking about me and just serve from my heart. Go from your head and get into your heart and serve the people that your business was built to serve. And just know that it's okay to have a specific set of beliefs or strategies or whatever it may be. Become a magnet for the people who align with your brand, your mission, your message, and be okay with the ones that don't. You're not here to serve everybody. Number seven is avoid perfection and choose progress. Speed of implementation is very, very important, especially with how fast our market changes these days. Speed of implementation. And then what do you do? You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be very agile and course correct consistently along the way as you dial it in more and more and more. You have to be flexible and nimble to be able to go out there, one, and survive, but two, to actually thrive, right? To take that feedback that the marketplace is giving you, that your employees are giving you, that your business is giving you, that your clients are giving you, whatever that may be, and use that feedback to go out there and continue optimizing to achieve the end goal. You got to be able to pivot quickly, which will eliminate the ability to be perfect when you are starting. Was that good? Hopefully that was valuable for you guys, because these are things that are all mistakes that I made along the way as I've built multiple businesses of my own. So if this is something that resonated with you, if this is something that you know can make an impact on somebody else who's going through this process, I don't want anybody to stay in the entrepreneur space, which is going to be somebody that owns a job working for themselves, slaving away in their business. And yes, you will get the freedom that goes along with that in some capacity, but you'll ultimately never be able to unlock the true riches and the true value that the vehicle of a successful business owner and entrepreneur gets to enjoy. So if this is something that can make a difference for somebody else, spread the love. Help me spread this love. Make an impact in someone else's life by sharing this with them. Let's connect on social media. Feel free to tag me in your stories, Official Matty A. Subscribe, leave a review. And if you want to know more about what we got coming up, head over to therichlifeacademy.com or themillionairemindcast.com for more information on all the cool tools, coaching, accountability groups, and education that we have to serve hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself to unlock that definition of your rich life and to enjoy wealth on your terms. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.